What kind of images are they talking about here, do you know?
Really, it's going to be everything from showing diseased lungs to children affected by secondhand smoke to cancer victims, people affected by smoking. So really some graphic images that will be in color and text and really calling attention to the health effects of cigarette smoking.
And has this already been approved? I mean, is this going to be happening, do you think?
Well, this is what the FDA has proposed. They're going to be studying this and then getting input from really all Americans. The implementation of this rule will roll out by September of 2012,
okay. Now, just to challenge you with questions here.
Yep.
How about those, and I'm not a smoker, but how about those who do smoke and say, hey, you're picking on us smokers by putting these horrendous graphic images on our product that we use here. Why not put these kind of images on some food products that might lead to obesity or linked to cancer, that type of thing? Are we picking on smokers by doing this?
Well, really, I mean, and right now, cigarettes are one of the least actually regulated products that are out there. And in addition to that, they're also the only product that, when used as intended, causes death and disease. And so I think that's a strong distinction to make, whereas food, alcohol, some of those other things certainly can have positive benefits, whereas there's really no positive benefit of a cigarette. And these strong warning labels are also pretty essential to kind of counter some of the immense marketing power of the tobacco industry. It's something they've long used to, you know, these attractive and persuasive images to market their products. And I think these stronger warning labels really will be a necessary change.
Now, as somebody who works closely, obviously, with Clearway, Minnesota, do you think this would have an impact on, say, young people who might think about taking up smoking?
Certainly. Stronger warning labels we've seen from other countries that have done this do have an effect on really making smoking less desirable and certainly less attractive to young people. So, I mean, the hope is that, this will help prevent youth from ever picking up cigarettes and starting to smoke.
At the same time, the people in your group and other groups like yours have been making progress. I mean, the fewer people are smoking, right?
We have seen, yeah. I mean, there are fewer people who are smoking from, you know, basically when our organization started 10 years ago. The trick is that, you know, we don't want to ignore tobacco and we don't want to say that we can kind of check this off the list as a public health priority because it still is, 17% of adult Minnesotans smoke. It's still costing our state, more than $2 billion every year in excess medical costs. And it still is certainly a product that causes a lot of death and disease as well as economic costs. So it's something that we need to make sure remains a public health priority. And really, you know, we ignore the tobacco industry at our own risk. So we want to make sure that we are continuing to be watchdogs and continue to roll out these new improved regulations.